BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? When J.J. Barea get a player do we go up to number four? A serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, and Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. Of course, I am great on the piano. No, I'm just see, I can't start anybody else until they chant my name. Joining me today in the studio is B3 Exponent.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where we make your dreams come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO-GO. CSB.com.
And we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with
the new ABC.
There you go. And join me, us in the studio, of course, is Mr. 315.
The styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, son of a gun. Woo! The nature boy.
There you go. I was waiting for him to do that.
Nice.
Very good, man.
That was really good. You sound like nature. I thought I was listening to Ric Flair for a second.
That's what I'm thinking.
Some of the best promos of all time come from Ric Flair.
That's very true. And join us again for another show is Smoochy. What's up, buddy?
Go Suns.
Go Suns. Let's moving on real fast. I'm going to ask this question real fast. Too legit has Florida State won the ACC. I have NC State.
Florida State.
What you talking about, baseball?
No, basketball. No, I'm
going. Delete that.
No, I'm. Go ahead and laugh.
You talking about intramurals or something?
What you talking about? Bass fishing.
Yeah, NC State got that locked.
No, I'm going to go NC State to win the ACC.
Florida State
will beat Florida State.
They definitely coming as the favorite.
The Coastal Division? Like, what? You mean?
No, I mean OACC.
Stop it.
We will beat Florida State.
The game is going to be.
What about Clemson?
The game is going to be when Louisville comes down to Tallahassee.
We play home to Clemson. Right. We'll beat Clemson.
That's
y'all might not beat Miami.
We'll beat Miami. We're one of the ACC. I'm telling you.
I hope somebody's recording this.
It's a show. Hey, I am telling
NC
you.
NC State ACC, wins the ACC.
Let me finish.
This year.
NC State is a sleeper team this year. I'm telling you. They will win the division. And Chubb, the defense is really good, dude. And Ryan Finley at quarterback. I'm telling you.
Hey, pull up their schedule real quick.
Who, for NC State?
Yeah.
Now, NC State has some tough losses last year. The missed opportunity after opportunity in Death Valley and Clemson, we remember. The messed up game in Chapel Hill where they should have won. The defense act like they were asleep.
We are right now picked fourth behind Louisville, Florida State.
Oh, I forgot about Louisville.
Yeah. We'll be and Clemson lost Deshaun and a lot of players, but they retooled. Yeah. They got a lot of talent coming
back. Still, they got a lot to prove. I don't know if they'll be able to do it again. Open up South Carolina here in Charlotte. That's going to
be fun.
Yes. Home to Marshall. That's a win.
Furman. They open here at South Carolina?
They're Bank of America.
You know, the Carolina and UNC played last year, and now this year they're doing
South Carolina. Yeah,
that's going to be interesting.
But South Carolina here, Marshall at home, Furman at home, at Florida State. That's the tough one.
That's a big one.
But we have beaten Florida State in Florida. In the ACC, we have beaten Florida State in Florida State more than any other team.
However, I will say that y'all have never beaten Florida State when it counted. Like when y'all needed to beat Florida State. Like when it was expected of you.
When it was expected. That's false. Philip Rivers.
We went in. Like we went in. It doesn't matter. You're saying that we never done it. We have. When it mattered, we did. We went into Florida State. We beat them. The year Torrey Holt graduated, we went into.
I forgot about Torrey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Torrey Holt went into by himself and beat them. Now Jericho Cotchery went into Florida State.
Now, if both teams go in at 3-0, and they're matching up in Tallahassee that weekend, like that would probably be the biggest
but
game.
The biggest games right for us, if we can beat Florida State, we follow up.
Me some college football season.
We follow up home to Syracuse, home to Louisville.
Oh, y'all losing to Syracuse?
We all right. Home to Syracuse, home to Louisville. We play at Pitt and at Notre Dame, and then home to Clemson the week after, at BC, at Wake, and home to UNC. Well, there's no reason we can't win ACC.
You got to win them home games, man. When good teams come to your building. Now, the winning in Tallahassee is going to be tough.
No, it's going to be tough.
And if they do somehow pull off that huge win the ACC, then you know teams, college kids especially, have the next week when it's a lesser team, they have a letdown. And then that's when teams, good teams get beat. Because they get all up for the team the week before and then lay an egg the following
week.
But
there's no reason we can't
win. We'll see. If they beat Florida State, man, and they can come back and not lay an egg the following week.
We have Clemson at home. We got Louisville at home.
You got,
if you beat Florida State, you can win.
And they can beat anybody on the other side of the division because the other side of the division is crap.
If we were in the Coastal, we would win the Coastal.
Just first of all, just do me a favor and beat Clemson in
I hope we do.
In,
yeah, I do Louisville, all that
Louisville for me.
Lose to Georgia Tech.
We could. Dude, the way NC State's been the last 8-9 years, we could.
It's a lot of ifs, though, but yeah. I'm rolling with the Seminoles.
I'm not. I'm not. They lost a lot. Yes, they reloaded with a lot. Yeah. But I
trust Jimbo. I know what I'm getting from Jimbo.
I don't think Clemson's going to be as good as
no.
I don't think so.
That's why
I
rolled away from Clemson.
Right.
Francois has shown me he can play.
And Louisville, down the stretch, Louisville was horrible.
Lamar Jackson, Lamar Jackson.
Samuel Jackson.
That's what I got. He's struggling. I got Louisville winning that.
Well, they could, but the way they finished down the stretch, they didn't play well down the stretch.
We'll see what Lamar Jackson takes his game to this year.
He's not help, bro. Like, he had no help.
No, he didn't have no help, and he don't have help this year. But Pittsburgh,
he's not sneaking up on anybody. The game plan is out there how to shut Lamar Jackson down.
Yep. Yeah, but everybody don't have LSU.
No, that's very true. But we'll see.
I mean, Houston did a great job when he went down there at the end of the year.
He's going to look great against Wake Forest.
For 3.5 quarters.
He's going to look good against Wake Forest, UNC. And
no, they got smashed.
No, they were up like 28-10. And then Louisville started coming back. And then
they put up 63 on Florida State.
Oh, that was 2 years ago. My bad. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, they put 63 on Florida State. Like, that was like one of the worst days of my life.
So,
man.
Florida State. Florida
absolutely
State.
Florida State.
Nah, look, man.
It was so early for Florida State last year.
You know,
Kansas?
No,
Chicago State?
I'm a Nebraska fan.
Tommy.
Yeah, we're just whatever bowl they'll give us, like cut the lawn bowl, something.
Papa Murphy's bowl.
Louisville, right?
Yeah, Louisville.
All right. I can see Louisville. All right, moving on to baseball real fast. Dodgers are 11-4 odds favorites to win the World Series. Astros 9-2, Cubs 7-1. Warriors acquire Milky Cabrera cash from White Sox for some peanuts. Yankees get Jaime Garcia from Twins, and they also added Sonny Gray, as we talked about earlier. Mets acquire A.J. Romas. Nationals get Howie Kendrick, who went 5-for-5 yesterday. O's acquire Tim Beckham. Nats acquire Ben. All right, forget it. Dodgers added Tony Watson. Astros acquire Francisco Liriano. Indians acquire Joe Smith. Red Sox add Justin Reed. Cubs add Justin Wilson. Rockies acquire Jonathan LaCroix. Dodgers now have won 41 of 47 games. Only 98 Yankees and 0-1 Mariners have done the same in 120 games. Or 113.
The Dodgers are hoping that it turns out for them like the 98 Yankee season, not the 0-1 Mariner season.
But it's been great so far. Golf next week in Charlotte is the PGA Championship. Do y'all have the team records for y'all's team? Because too legit doesn't have a chance.
I haven't been keeping up, man.
In case you don't know.
I know Kai was up like 3 games, though.
We have a bet, the two of them and too legit. The winner gets to go to the Wanamaker with me and have air conditioning at the golf tournament on hole 1.
Not even the free food no more. Damn it.
No, it's not free food. I thought it was.
Oh, hell no.
No, it's charging.
They're going to make you pay.
Yeah, they're going to make me pay for food.
I just want to get out there, get some pictures, maybe get a couple of the golfers to give a shout out to the show.
Let's take I've got a lab mic that we're going to take with us to plug up to our phones. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Moving in, let's see here. We got John Jones says to Brock Lesnar, if you want to see what it's like to get your blank kicked by someone who is 40 pounds lighter than you, then meet me in the octagon.
Mm-hmm. Payday. John Jones is looking for that payday.
He's back. The best MMA fighter, my favorite MMA fighter of all time.
As long as he's on, not on cocaine.
That's right. All right, true.
I do. Who is your best? Who's? Did y'all do a top five?
I didn't do
a
top Anderson five. The Spider Silva is number one for me.
See, John, he's number two for me. He's number two for me.
Spider's number two. I got John Jones one, Spider two.
So I mean, Silva has so much pizzazz and swag in the ring, man, and he would knock you out in so many ways. A spinning
the
back.
The other one was Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell.
Iceman.
Silva played around too much.
That's what made him entertaining,
that's,
man.
That's the only
thing.
You
always wanted to tune in and see Anderson Silva fight, even when he was shot and getting destroyed.
And John Jones will beat Brock Lesnar.
And I got to give a shout out to Conor McGregor, too. Conor McGregor is right up there. I know he hasn't fought as long, and longevity don't mean crap to me in fight game.
Not MMA.
What Conor McGregor is doing right now will never be matched by any other MMA fighter.
John Jones never to actually lose when he actually only lost because of a DQ.
That's right.
I mean, dude, he's the best.
Yeah, John Jones is awesome, too.
He's the best.
But it's like transcendent stars, Silva and McGregor, they 1A for me.
John Jones.
Payday. John Jones interested in WWE for someday in the future.
No.
He wants to get paid. He's trying to follow Conor.
He's doing the Conor, the Conor McGregor thing. Yeah.
No, man. Don't do that.
Royal Rumble.
Please.
I don't think he's WrestleMania material, but Royal Rumble would be good for John Jones.
No, I see you could do a John Jones, Brock Lesnar, WWE at WrestleMania.
Have him FI him at WrestleMania, and then they can go back and fight in the octagon.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would work.
Yeah. Shaq rips LeVar Ball a new diss track.
I like it. I played on my phone all the time. I love that track.
Shaq Fu, he's back, baby.
Can't rap.
I always thought Shaq could rap a little bit.
New album.
Yeah.
New album.
Magic Johnson claims Dodgers will win the World Series this year. I need that ring.
Best chance. Y'all are definitely the team to beat right now.
Yeah. That's
best chance.
This is best chance.
He's looking 5 to 6 years before the Lakers win, unless they get everybody next offseason.
He put his money where his mouth is, so we'll see. Getting Darvish.
Right.
MJ ranks Kobe ahead of LeBron because of championships. There's something about five that beats three.
MJ hate.
Oh,
that's
whatever.
All it is.
Whatever.
Sure.
If you want to say that, Big Shot Bob has 7 rings. Is he better than you, MJ?
That's
not even a question, right?
That's not even.
Bill Russell has 11 rings. Does anybody consider Bill Russell better?
Stop hating.
But then why is MJ hating on Bron?
He's not hating on LeBron.
Pure
truth.
Facts.
Pure fact.
You know what? He doesn't show Bron no respect at all.
He doesn't like Bron.
Because Bron doesn't respect him. Bron's
name is the only name that's mentioned with MJ.
No,
if Bron would have got to play if Bron, his prime would have got with Shaq and his prime, championships would LeBron have? All right,
let me tell you first and foremost, I have said on this show, and I hate this guy, Kobe is ahead of LeBron to me.
I didn't know you hated Kobe.
I don't like Kobe.
I didn't know that.
But
I'll
take Kobe over LeBron.
The thing that stands out for me when Shaq
3-5
got traded
is 3-5.
And Kobe had the team by himself. Kobe couldn't even get an eighth seed in the playoffs.
Paul Gasol, you won a championship with Paul Gasol.
Could not get an eighth seed in the playoffs.
You won a championship with Paul Gasol.
And Sasha Vujicic.
Come on, dude.
Paul Gasol, Ron Artest, Andrew Bynum, when they were at the peaks of their powers.
They were at peak? Are you kidding me?
Paul Gasol was the best center in the league when they were winning back-to-back.
You say Ron Artest.
Ron Artest was a lockdown defender still
at
that time.
He was not at his peak.
In 2009, Artest was still a
really good player. They won one with Trevor Ariza, and then they traded. When the Rockets were playing the Lakers, and the Rockets kind of gave them scare.
Pushed them to seven games that year, I think.
And when Kobe, without Tracy. When Ron Artest ran up on Kobe, talking about, hey, look, man, I'll punch you in your damn face. That's when he was like, yo,
I got to have that guy on my team.
This is the guy that's going to do
same thing when they got same thing with Matt Barnes.
But you, come on, dude. Right, no, he's speaking the truth.
I mean, yeah. MJ, Kobe's better than LeBron.
Kobe's better than LeBron. LeBron is a great
player. I
mean,
if you're looking for somebody to get you a bucket, Kobe. Yeah.
No, I want to win.
But you looking for somebody to make your whole team better?
Hey, I want
that's going to take a bunch of nothings to the NBA Finals?
Okay.
That's going to be LeBron.
Do you know what second place means? Squad douche. Nothing. It means nothing.
And Kobe Bryant has several seasons where he didn't even make the playoffs.
Okay.
When he was the man.
As I would rather not make the playoffs than lose in the finals. What? I would.
That's you don't want to play, at least attempt to try to win a championship?
No.
You rather just go to hell home?
No, I don't want to get into the finals and lose.
Here's the thing.
That's my point.
LeBron,
but if you don't get to the finals, you can't even say you competed for a championship.
As a Cowboys and Dodgers fan, it's either championship or nothing. It doesn't matter if we win the division and lose first round of the playoffs. It doesn't.
LeBron is the greatest Eastern Conference final champ
I've
ever seen.
Absolutely. Best Eastern Conference player ever. I'll give him that.
Better than Jordan?
I still give it to Jordan.
Jordan stayed in the
Eastern
Conference.
Yeah,
I still give it to Jordan.
But, here's the thing. If you put LeBron in the West, does he go to the finals?
No.
If he has one of those teams that the good Western Conference teams have?
No.
If you put LeBron on Golden State, would Golden State ever lose?
Of course, Golden State. Well, it depends who you take off.
No, they barely lost without Durant.
Okay. But here's a perfect example. If he goes right now to join the only team in the West, I think that could even beat Golden State, even have a chance, would be San Antonio.
With LeBron?
If he went to Houston right now, as they're constructed now, they wouldn't be one of the top three teams in the West.
That's a damn lie.
Nope.
That is a damn lie.
That's the truth.
Braun changes the dynamics
of
franchises.
They wouldn't. This is a different LeBron.
And he's getting better. His stats were better last year.
And besides, you lost. You still lost.
To one of the greatest teams of all time.
You still lost.
To one of the greatest teams
you
of all time.
You still lost.
See, there you go.
LeBron is.
There you go.
LeBron is in the East. In the East right now, we can say like the Eastern Conference right now is a JV league.
Right, it is. It's a
looking dude, like a freshman league, no.
Dude, does LeBron control any of that?
Yes, as you can tell, he controlled it all. Let me go.
So LeBron owns all these teams in the Eastern Conference and tells them who to pick.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Let me go.
What?
Here, let me cut your mic for a minute so I can get out what I was going to say. All right, I'm going to cut everybody's mic since you don't. All right, first and foremost, he controls everything because this is the third time that he's going to leave a city. A third time. He's going to leave a city. He's going to leave.
Why?
All right, who has started all this with Golden State? LeBron did.
He didn't start
because he's the one that went to Miami. He's the one that started this trend. I wanted to go play my buddy. He is the one to do this.
When he left to go to Miami, he had to play Boston Celtics, who had Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, who were still in their prime.
Okay.
No, they were old.
Time out. Time out, B3.
08-09, when they were 30, 31,
hold on.
32, they were old.
Hey, hold on a second.
Three straight finals, they were old?
Hold on a second. Here's a perfect question I asked you a while ago. Those three Boston players weren't as good. Those two players weren't as good as what he went to in Miami with D. Wade and Chris Bosh. Those three, the big three in Miami and the big three in Boston.
But Boston had more pieces around him to help them get
to
the
chip. Answer
that
the question.
That first finals, he had Mike Bibby and Joel Anthony in the starting lineup with him.
Answer the question.
And then they had to
answer the question. Which one's better?
I would say KG, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce.
Were better than the big three in Miami.
In their first year, yeah.
When
Chris
no
Bosh
way.
First got to Miami, he led the league in double doubles that
exactly.
year.
And D Wade was still an MVP player.
When KG went to Boston, he was defensive player
he
of
wasn't
the year.
The
he
same.
Changed their whole culture.
He didn't change their whole damn culture. But they weren't
as good as the three down
and
there.
And before he went out
then,
on that freak injury, they were rolling.
Okay,
they had 60 wins up.
They weren't as good. Those three weren't as good as the ones in Miami. Okay? the big three in Miami was better than the big three in Boston. Then let's go to Cleveland now. Kevin Love, Kyrie Irving, are they better than the big three in Boston?
Hell no. Hell no. Before, Kevin Love couldn't get to the playoffs by himself. Kyrie Irving damn sure couldn't get to the playoffs by himself. Ray Allen took the Seattle Sonics team to the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Garnett took a Minnesota team to the Western Conference Finals.
But
what?
But
you're not making a point. You're not winning Kevin, with this one.
I didn't get a chance to make a point. So don't tell me
you're not going to make a point. Not against Boston.
I can pull up the stats and tell you I'm not lying. Okay. Because when Kevin Love was in Minnesota, where he didn't have anything, where you said it doesn't always matter about the chips, he led a Minnesota team to something.
What?
He was an all-star every single year, putting up 25 a game.
He was 1 year in Minnesota.
He was every year in Minnesota, he was an all-star.
He was hurt for most of the time. He wasn't an all-star every year in Minnesota. Maybe in Minnesota. 1-2 years max.
Pull up the stats in Minnesota.
You got the computer in front of you.
I'm trying to make my point.
Go and pull it up.
Minnesota, he was an all-star. Kyrie, when he was in Cleveland, was an all-star.
One time. And that was fan vote. And we know what fan votes do. You got a nice crossover. You got a couple of nice handles. We want to see you in the All-Star game. Did he deserve to be in the All-Star game with Cleveland?
I am so done with this freaking LeBron James love that, he hasn't played. He goes everywhere and plays with everybody. He's the one that started all this crap. So he deserved
before LeBron did get – Kyrie did have an All-Star MVP to his credit.
Exactly. People were saying before he went to play with LeBron, Kyrie is really, really good. I can't wait to get them two together.
Glenn Rice has an All-Star Game MVP.
I know, but no.
All-Star Game MVP don't mean crap.
Time out.
Don't mean crap.
Hold on a second.
Now you said that. Yeah.
Before LeBron and Kyrie got together, Kyrie, everybody was saying, this guy is great. He had an MVP-type season.
They won't say that. They said he was a good scorer, but he couldn't lead a team.
No, I didn't say anything about leading a team. It doesn't matter in today's NBA. All that matter is stats.
For Kyrie Irving, obviously.
No, for every player in the NBA. That's all they care about anymore. Don't give me that crap, except for Golden State. That's the only damn team that cares.
The thing with Kyrie and Kevin Love were not blessed to be in those type of team situations like LeBron has. Now, early on in LeBron's career, he has taken some terrible teams.
No, he's
to heights that is no he, other guy could have done.
Oh, whatever. But I disagree 100%.
But one thing about LeBron, he's always played with an all-star.
Exactly.
His whole career.
At least two all-stars.
If Mo Williams wasn't playing with LeBron James, Mo Williams had been an all-star.
Hey, two.
Mo Williams is an all-star by default, too. No. He wasn't voted.
Hold on a second.
You played with Big Z.
This is so stupid.
Who?
This is horrible.
Zydrunas?
He was an all-star. He was an all-star.
If you add up the all-stars, LeBron has played more all-stars than anybody else has.
Now, really? I don't count Mo. If it wasn't for Jameer Nelson getting hurt,
that's what I'm saying. He got
Mo
he got,
Williams wouldn't have got
Mo Williams
there.
Got in because of injury.
Now, one thing in LeBron's favor that I say, he changes the culture for teams. He does because Kyrie and Kevin, they started winning. He does that, but he plays with all-stars everywhere he goes. And the big three in Miami was better than Boston. I don't care what anybody says. That Miami team was not as bad as you think with that team in Boston. That Boston team wasn't bad, but Rajon Rondo.
And I mean, it showed because Miami beat them every year after that.
No, but because they finally learned how to play after the first year.
And that Boston
team. But they were not as good as that Miami team.
And the Boston team only had a short window anyway when they first got together. That was maybe.
And LeBron had to carry Miami for years because D-Wade was playing 50, 60 games a year consistently for the
but
season.
But you had Chris Bosh.
0 points in game 7 against San Antonio.
You know why?
And they
still you know why?
Because LeBron goes to 35.
No. You know why they do that? Because he doesn't make other people better in important situations.
Bosh had 14 shots that game. He can't shoot the ball for
him. No, he does not
he
do
can't
it.
Shoot the damn
it
ball
is a
for
proven
him.
Fact in NBA history. He does not do it.
What?
Because he's 3-5.
Can what? I ask this question?
What?
If Danny Green had a wide open look in that one game, does he hit it? If it wasn't for Chris Bosh blocking that shot, if Chris Bosh does not take that ball and tap it to Ray Allen, does Tracy McGrady
now,
have a ring?
I'm not saying Chris Bosh was not important to Miami because he was very important.
Right.
Specific.
The rebounding, for them. The blocking.
I'm just saying LeBron makes teams better. His fourth year, he took a team to the finals that had no business probably even being in the playoffs.
And like I said, he does make teams better, but he does not.
Which Kobe did not do without the All-Stars.
That is a false statement.
The record shows it. Before Gasol and Bynum and all them showed up,
Kobe is better than LeBron.
Subpar.
Kobe. Okay, bottom line, what have you always said, most important thing, NBA? Chips. Kobe 5,
that's
LeBron 3-5.
No,
that's what
about
you always say. That's what you always
and
say.
You always fall back to that.
I do.
LeBron
because
is
what
the better
saying.
Player.
No,
he's
not.
A better player than Kobe. He makes
in
people
your,
better.
In your opinion,
he makes
yes.
people
in,
better.
Okay.
Kobe
no,
was
he doesn't.
A powder. Kobe
no, he
whined
right,
when
right.
he
no, he
was
doesn't.
Talked about. Talked he, about in the media.
No.
I shoot too much? Okay, I'm not going to shoot.
No.
I'm going to take it out on my team and just not shoot in a game seven.
The pout game, I yeah.
Hold on a second.
Who does that?
Hey, hold on a second.
Wait. Technically,
if I remember, LeBron does the same thing.
LeBron
he complains just as much.
He tanked.
Don't give me this crap.
That you know the game before he went to Miami.
Game 5 against Boston.
When he just said
game
yeah.
5.
That well, you know,
when just, it comes if, when it comes to the fourth quarter in NBA Finals games, guess who tanks? LeBron.
No, that's just LeBron.
That's LeBron.
LeBron is just not I'm coming to the realization LeBron is not he will get you there.
Okay, right. Game 7 last year in the fourth quarter. LeBron had 11 of the 18 points that was scored in the fourth quarter for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And if I remember correctly, the person that scored the most points that game was Kyrie Irving.
Because LeBron also, just did nothing but had a
also, who also hit the game-winning shot. So
without a huge block from LeBron James.
I'm just saying, you think LeBron's better? I think Kobe's better. That's your opinion? This is my opinion.
This is for the sports fans out there. LeBron's block was by all means the turning point of the game.
Right.
But it was what?
It was like two and a half minutes left.
Two
in the game.
And a half minutes left.
That was a great.
I mean, the man had to run from the opposite free throw line to an Iguodala who was three steps in front of him.
Who should have never double clutched in.
I mean,
first
he had no
play.
Choice because J.R. Smith came over the
top of his head. No, Iguodala should. If for some reason.
I hate when Iguodala does that. He double clutches before
he
only lays
it in. You realize he only does that with LeBron James?
Yep,
he never
yep.
does it with anybody else. Yep. Anytime they play the Cavaliers, and if it's a fast
break. He had nightmares about LeBron coming to swat his stuff.
He'll clutch it. He'll do something stupid.
Do we not remember the block on Thiago Splitter in game 2
listen.
Against San Antonio? That was one of the greatest defensive plays in finals history.
There is no question that LeBron is one of the greatest players of all time. I'm not doubting that. He's not better than Kobe.
It just depends
opinion.
On what you like, I guess.
Kobe, to me, if I want to win titles, I'm going with Kobe. If I want to try to win the Eastern Conference, I'm going with LeBron.
As long as you give me an all-star big man to throw with Kobe. Because if he don't have that, he's not
going
to
Yeah, Andrew care. Bynum. Yeah, that was
No, Paul Gasol.
Paul Gasol.
All right, first team All-NBA every season he was in L.A. Go take a look.
Of course he was because he's
Go take
Kobe.
A look.
What
was Paul
Gasol?
Bosh,
Chris, was Paul, yeah. What was Paul Gasol before?
He was an eighth seed in Memphis. But he was an all-star. But who made him better? Kobe made him better.
Gasol made Kobe better because Gasol was a great passer from the post, averaging 20 and 12 or some ridiculous numbers he was putting up.
Kobe was better than
you go
LeBron.
Back and watch that game 7 Kobe, against Boston. They threw the ball into Gasol.
Kobe was better than
Kobe
LeBron.
Kobe was struggling.
Kobe was better than LeBron. And I hate Kobe. And Kobe was better than LeBron.
You know what? I'll never forget that game where Ron Artest bailed out Kobe.
Bailed
Everybody
him
keeps
out.
He didn't bail Kobe out.
No. You know what it was? If Jason Richardson, this was the year Phoenix was supposed to go to the championship. Jason Richardson gets the rebound. I don't know how he missed it.
I'm talking about the game 7 Boston.
Right.
I don't know how he misses it, but Ron Artest gets it.
People miss bunnies.
It's all right. You know, Kobe, LeBron, it's all right. Jay Billis says LeVar Ball is a misgenetic buffoon unworthy of my time.
Where did Jay Billis come from? Why are you even
They
saying?
Asked him.
They yeah, asked I think him. They put a microphone in his face. So yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
Like Mr.
He's
Billis,
got the right to say it.
I guess. So don't be mad when LeVar clap back, because LeVar about you know he gonna he clap will. Back.
He will. He will. Yeah. He's gonna
stay in your lane.
Right. Stay in the college basketball lane.
Speak the truth. Cause you are a buffoon, LeVar Ball. You are. I mean, for what you said that female ref, I'm
it makes it about him sometimes. Right. I just hate
it's always let, about the let, ball brand.
No, it's not the about the ball brand anymore. It's about
LeVar
Ball.
Ball.
Him.
And
it's about
that's
him.
The ball brand. It's LeVar Ball. No. You see Lonzo.
Lonzo.
He's sliding away.
Michael, LaMangelo, Leo Angelo.
One of them
Leonardo,
L kids.
All the L kids.
LaMelo.
I mean, whatever, man. Letting them be them. Dark Tower. Movie comes out this weekend.
It looks pretty good.
Pretty good. Live stream.
Idris.
Fire Stick.
Idris. That's all I'm going to tell you. Can't wait.
Oh, Idris?
Thank
Idris.
You.
Idris. He's my favorite. He's like probably my top five favorite actor.
And isn't Matthew McConaughey in that movie?
Yes,
yeah.
He's in.
Oh, and by the way, last week when we talked about movies, yes. I went saw, on Friday, tell I went me. Saw it at Atomic Blonde.
Ooh, how was it?
Yeah.
Good?
Oh, yeah.
It was dope.
Yeah, it's dope, man. I went and saw it last Friday.
Mm-hmm. All right, I saw you check in. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you saw, yep.
All right, let's go Bon Voyage.
Bon Voyage.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, damn, we went over today.
Yes, we did. I got
hey, sometime next week, we'll link up with y'all.
All right, who wants to start?
Bon voyage to this week's episodes of BSS Carolinas. As always, catch us on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, our Facebook page, TheBreakdownSportsShow.com. Follow us at Twitter, at BSS Carolinas. You can follow the show, man. Just follow the damn show.
Mm-hmm.
Bon voyage to Neymar as PSG officially made the transfer fee to acquire him from Barcelona, 22 million euro. Most expensive transfer fee ever. And Vladimir Klitschko.
Oh, yeah.
41-year-old Vladimir Klitschko retired today. You know, he had the belt for like 10 years when the heavyweight division was completely in the trash.
Garbage.
Completely in the trash.
Was garbage truck juice.
But he had the belt. Way to go.
Once again, man. Every week, great show. Today was one of the best. Today was one of the best.
We were on fire.
These
today,
last
man.
Few segments, we'll get the NFL talk. My Bears going 10-6. the LeBron Kobe. I mean, everything was
if
great.
If the Bears go 10-6, I'm buying you a bottle of Hennessy.
Yeah. Also, Ian Clark signed with the Pelicans.
I did see that.
No more room for him on Golden State.
Sure ain't. Sure ain't.
All right. You got anything, Smooch?
Oh, yeah. Make sure you check us out here, man. Ballers Life. Podcast me, Herb Nerd Man 12. We want to just thank everybody here, BSS Carolinas, and of course, BSS versus the BBBs.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
Let's make that happen.
Basketball, man.
We can do like 3-on-3, half court.
I'm fine with that. I might need a breather anyway. After I dunk
I'm
on
definitely
going to
need a breather. Like,
I'm going to dunk subs? On LeVar at least once.
3-on-3 with subs.
Look.
All right. Cowboys cut quarterback Zach Desert. Offensive lineman Brandon Albert retires. Offensive lineman Ryan Clady retires. Indians placed Andrew Miller on DL. Longtime NBA ref Danny Crawford announces retirement. And Notre Dame's former coach and two-time national championship coach Aria Parsegian passes away at
93. That's a long life.
That's a long life, man.
That's a long life.
And I just, yeah, rest in peace to him. And I read that there's no tear in Tannehill's injured knee.
That's good.
I don't know if that's good news for Miami fans or all bad news, because that guy sucks.
Better than Matt Moore.
True. Yeah. All right. Yep, Kaepernick to Jacksonville.
And this is BSS Carolina. Thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out every week. Don't forget, Monday at 6:30, we'll have Rule of Three Breakdown Edition with Too Legit. And from California, Kobe, much love.
Side piece.
Catch us everywhere.